Elliot, 420, are you ready?
Okay, it's June 24th, 2013, Zorn and Bing Rage audio podcast. I'm not sure what number. I think it's season 3.
It is season 3.
Elliot, 420, are you ready?
We have been off the air because of crummy internet connections, but we're going to be solving that problem later on in the following month of July.
July 12th.
That's the big day that the asteroid is supposed to slam into the Earth and destroy all life as we know it.
Elliot, 420, are you ready?
We'll be recording the next Zorn and Bingo Ridge show. Elliot, 420, are you ready?
Elliot, 420, are you ready?
Elliot, 420, are you ready?
I don't know, Eric. Are you ready?
Kinda. At least I'm preparing.
What are you doing personally to prepare for this catastrophe that's going to wipe out mankind?
I'm making sure that my cat is well insulated from the vacuum of space.
So, what have we done? We built a helmet.
We have not just a helmet, it's a complex thermal and oxygen regulation device.
For a cat, right?
For cats and humans.
To boldly go where no cat has gone before.
Right.
Now, how are you getting into space again?
Well, this is totally new technology. We've decided to harness the power of the naked mole rat.
I wondered what all those big elastic bands are for.
Dude, you have no idea how much static electricity those things build up.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Must be that whole nakedness thing.
I don't know. I think it has something to do with the teeth.
Teeth?
Yeah. That's how they dig.
Not really sure. That's why it's a scientific mystery, right?
It's a scientific mystery.
Elliot, 420, are you ready?
We know that they don't combust.
You say that like we've tried.
It's true. You just cannot make a naked mole rat burn. It's not possible. That's why we put them to work cleaning the inside of our small engines, because they can run super efficiently. The naked mole rats can keep things working efficiently, and they have a nice warm place to live.
Elliot, 420, are you ready?
Oh, by the way, I should just put a disclaimer out there. This is the Zorn and Bingo Ridge show. If you're under the age of 18, we want you to stop listening immediately. Some of the things that you may hear may not be endorsed by your parents and whatnot. Go Google monkeys.
No.
Monkeys. That's your monkey imitation?
You're
sitting there scratching your armpits.
Like, you do that anyway.
And making weird noises.
You do that anyway.
Hard to discriminate between when you're doing a monkey imitation and when you're just being yourself.
I think that it's a definite argument for evolution.
So, monkeys usually, like a male monkey like yourself, they usually have harems. They have harems, right?
Harems?
Harem? No, it's harems.
I believe that it's originally pronounced harem.
Okay. Gesundheit.
Okay.
With that harem, how many females do you think is a male monkey that you could provide for?
You mean monkey or ape? Because we are apes, we're not monkeys.
Okay. If you need to make that distinction, all right.
I do.
So you're a giant ape.
It's different from ape to ape.
Okay.
Gorillas definitely have harems. One guy gets to fuck in the whole village. But the bonobos, which are the pygmy chimpanzees, everybody fucks everybody.
Oh, so that's more similar to humanity, even though we're more close to
them. They are more similar to us than they are to other chimpanzees and apes and monkeys.
I wonder if that's a throwback to our human evolution.
No, you know what? It's probably a convergent evolution.
Possibly.
And people at home, convergent evolution means two different species. Well, independently discover or rediscover a pathway of food production or behavior or whatever, or even a physical trait.
See? You're just sitting there making noise and scratching yourself. I mean,
Elliot, 420, are you ready?
Monkeys. Go Google monkeys. Now, the topic at hand, Eric, is this painting that you see before
you. Do you have a name for this thing?
Angel of Death, or... what did... that's... I'm sorry. I'm sure that's already been picked by somebody. It would be Demonic Angel or something.
Right, and I called it a revenge fantasy. But revenge fantasies are very big in the world today. What's his name? Quentin Tarantino. All he does nowadays is revenge fantasies.
That's true. I suppose you could also link that back to my that short story I wrote, Opposites Attract.
Elliot, 420, are you ready?
That you can find available at zorn.ca.
ZZORHN.ca.
Elliot, 420, are you ready?
This actually generated quite a readership, didn't you?
I was quite impressed. I think I've had 4,000 views now. I haven't looked at it in a while. But for just something like that, I mean, that was quite... It generated quite a lot of publicity.
Now, I would like to take some credit because I told you to keep writing. I wanted to start writing.
You did. Write my thoughts down, things like that.
So I'll take some credit.
So in our shamanic quest through life, and Mr. Eric being somewhat the mentor, I suppose, and in that case, I, the odd time I do find him to be correct. I don't want to swell his head, and I don't want to certainly misguide him by saying he's right all the time, but.
Yeah, okay.
Some of the things that you do say actually do make sense. So I've been jotting things down. I've been painting imagery from my head, and this painting that we're looking at in front of us is part of that shamanic quest, I suppose, where I'm trying to, like you say, it's a revenge fantasy. I don't think it's a fantasy. I don't like the painting. Honestly, I love the painting. I think it's awesome. I'm actually happy with the way that I... even the blood drippings down on the front. I don't know if you've noticed, Eric, but I did. I had experimented earlier, and on this piece here with the black dripping down as an outline, it was easy to do because I just dripped the black first and then dripped the red on the spots that I wanted to highlight.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, like I said,
I like your use of the drip here. I love drip myself.
But for me, it broke the fourth dimension, in the sense where
the fourth wall.
The blood was so gruesome that it actually hits what would be considered the camera that took the picture.
Right.
And the blood's dripping down the camera lens in this particular piece.
Right. So. That's what I like about finishing with the drips or splashes, is that over what's otherwise, it seems to be a linear composition, you add something very chaotic to the foreground.
Elliot, 420, are you ready?
Nearly 40 high inches.
So, I tore it off, painted a base on it. Like I said, I've been experimenting with mixing colors and things going from one shade to another, trying to, you know, this is part of my, you know, my experiment with my art. And what I got was this eerie dark background. To get the black... background, the black dots, I actually went and wet a cloth, smeared some black on the side on one of the other canvases, and used that wet cloth, wrung it out again, and then sat there and I kind of just flicked my wrist to try to just highlight certain areas of the painting. I painted the whole piece first with just her, no clothing, so I could get her legging right, so that she's walking, shambling forward towards you. Then I painted the fairly translucent dress, trying to make it as dirty and old and ragged as I could.
Okay.
So, but and as usual, the eyes were last, and they're looking almost like they're like rolling back in her head, based on an uncontrollable, inhuman creature. She's a monster. She's a wraith, demonic angel. And down the eyes, threw my name on it. And
kidding.
This morning, I guess, I woke up, I looked at it. By the way, this piece took me about 3 hours, total compilation. Next morning, I woke up, and I looked at it, and I had had a nightmare about it all night.
Like you said, it's a very archetypal story that you were telling me. This image is provoked in you. So, you want me to avoid the face. I'm going to document the changes. I'm going to add a little bit of detail, I think, in pencil first to disease composition painting.
Then, I'm not fancy about the arms. I don't like the way I've got my arms. There's something wrong. The edges are too soft. It's not highlighted. I don't really have any shading going on, I think, is what the problem.
I'm going to add some lines to your hands and arms. Okay. Is where I'm going to start.
But I mean, other than that, like, I love the face, the way the hair comes down, like, in tatters and just, you know, and almost...
I'll just limit myself to the hands, the fingers, and, like, the arms, and then you can tell me what you think, and I'll keep track of the changes I'm making.
Elliot, 420, are you ready?
But, anybody listening to this, don't forget, July 12th is the, Asteroid Impact.
Elliot, 420, are you ready?
That's the name of our show.
Right.
We'll be talking about disaster preparation as well as documenting our journey, how we have decided to ourselves, the Zorn and Bingo Ridge Show, into outer space. And I think our first stop is the moon, right?
Yeah. Can we talk a bit about props, maybe? You want to tell people what kind of things you've built?
Well, the thing is that in order for us to actually...
Or do you want to wait till afterwards?
Well, no, I mean, this is a spoiler alert for anything.
Spoiler, 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 spoiler.
It's not so much as, you know, you'll see, we're going to be documenting these pictures. We have documented this as pictures. Sorry. Yeah. So it's not like it's nothing that isn't available. So
right, if you find my Twitter, Tumblr feed, you can see pretty much all of our production so far.
So, with that, having said that, we've got helmets for Eric, myself, and the cat. We've got a space model rocket built so that we can use it against a dark or a black background to, you know, as part of the show, things like that. We're going to try to not be so much as cheesy, but, I mean, you have to understand we are in a limited budget. If you feel like you want to make a donation, we're always open to...
It's important that we work on our story now. We've got our physical thing down. So we're going to... Well, we can't baffle them with bullshit. We'll dazzle them with brilliance. Or did I get that backwards?
For you, yeah.
I guess that's it. Short... thing we'll put out on YouTube, I guess, and showing my new account at Podbean. Look up us there, or you found us there.
Don't forget to go to bingorage.com, bingorage.com.
Please don't do that.
Do what?
You say it wrong,
dude. That's your
you're
jingle.
You're not supposed to add .com in the jingle. Just Bingo Ridge.
Okay, well, what, the other Ridge? I understand.
B-I-N-G-O-R-A-G-E.
Oh, dude, you're missing half the...
The other Ridge.
Okay, I'll work on it.
All right.